Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. Benjamin Franklin once said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." And while many local business owners may think avoiding the tax man altogether is solid financial advice, the truth is, it's in your best interest to be on good terms with the tax authorities. In fact, you could be robbing yourself and stalling your company's growth. We explain how on today's edition of DollarWise, with assistance from Managing Director of Senior Accounting Services, Sarika Sterling. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Tax is not something to run away from. It's something to understand. If it is that you're going to be in business, are you going to exist in society on a whole? You need to understand all these little things. If you want to grow, if you want to develop, it's something that you have to get comfortable with.
Tax specialist and Managing Director of Senior Accounting Services, Sarika Sterling. She maintains that if you're serious about growing your business and making yourself as profitable and successful as possible, the biggest hindrance you will face is neglecting your tax status.
And for any business, if you want to grow, if you want to develop, if you want to take on investors, get a loan or anything of the sort, you're always required to provide some kind of tax compliance documentation. So it's really for your benefit.
In addition to not paying taxes, the biggest mistake businesses make, Mrs. Sterling says, is improper record keeping. This puts them at considerable risk when they eventually land on the tax authorities' radar.
If you shine away from taxes, then most persons will try to not, they may not keep proper records. So what you find is that if and when TAJ decides to issue some form of assessment, they don't have proper records to prove how much they're making. And normally TAJ just goes by a best judgment. So you may not even be making a profit, but based on TAJ's assessment, you're making a high profit, right? That's one way that they rob themselves.
The excuse many entrepreneurs make for not paying their taxes is that they need the funds to reinvest in their businesses to hopefully grow and expand. However, they often fail to realize that maintaining proper tax records entitles them to numerous deductions, which lets them keep more money than they think in their pockets.
Under the Income Tax Act and actually all of the tax legislations, persons are allowed several deductions. For income tax purposes, any expense you incur in earning your income, you're allowed a deduction. You have deductions such as travel expenses. So a lot of persons, they use a personal motor vehicle, you know, when they start out their business. A lot of small businesses, they start in their living room or in their garage, or, you know, they share office space with a friend and pay them a little money. Those expenses are also deductible. If you don't know, then you don't know, and you're not able to take advantage of what is out there for you.
When it comes to attracting investors or seeking loan funding, impeccable tax records are one of your biggest advantages. Not only do they give a clear picture of your profits and losses, they help demonstrate how your business functions and highlight opportunities for investment.
I've had instances where, you know, a bus driver would come to me and say, "I want a loan, can you put my books together?" But then when I check it, he has not kept any kind of traction on his, you know, his income that he's getting. He is not keeping up with his deductions. And then the bank will say, "Well, we can't give you a loan because one, you're not filing any taxes, and two, there's no way we can prove that you're making this money."
The tax specialist recommends that you get the necessary help if you're daunted by the prospect of doing your own taxes.
If it is that, you know, it's something that you don't understand or you want clarity, there are tax specialists, there's a taxpayer education unit. But the worst thing for you to do as a business person is to sit back, be afraid of it, and do nothing. It can only spell trouble for you in the future.
Managing Director of Senior Accounting Services, Sarika Sterling. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.